This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So pretty in the garden there. Oh, you're on Joy 94.9 and you've got the gardening segment. We're looking at gardening for the in the rental property there. So just a few little hints before we go into the looking at the rental property bit for week three. Just a few things around the garden. Keep the weeding going, of course, because the weeds are doing well as everything else. And some of the roses are finished now, so you need to deadhead them. Deadhead means just chopping off the, sort of doing a Morticia Adams thing and cutting off the spent flowers, and because that will give energy back into the plant instead of trying to get the seed going there. So need to do that, and that will help for a second flowering a bit later in summer too. So it's quite important to do that. Now, this thing with the rental garden, I've got a few ideas here, and I've actually got a few more over the weekend, so I might extend the gardening for the renter another week and make it 4 weeks. So we'll extend it next week and call it week four. This is week three. Now, if you're anything like me, I don't like cleaning. It's not the thing to do, but if you've got some used pots that you've grabbed, you need to clean them. You know, you might have got them from the local op shop or wherever, and if there's any soil in them, do not bring them into your place. Wrap them up in some newspaper or something and chuck it in the bin, because they will bring the viruses and the diseases and any other bugs, and they'll attack your precious plants. So get rid of any dirt that might be there and scrub. You scrub them to clean pots. First brush and clean. Use an old dish brush or something. That's fine. Put some newspaper underneath, so all the soil and stuff that you do wash out, you can just chuck it in the green waste immediately. Now, rinse the pots in warm soapy water. Some people add a little bit of bleach. You can do that if you like, but not absolutely necessary, but use the elbow grease, especially on those terracotta and glazed pots. Now, once you've got the pots, you've got some very nice some potting mix that you've got. The better potting mix, of course. Don't use the cheap stuff. You need to get things going there. Thrifty and experienced gardeners know that they can get the best value just by growing plants from seeds. Now, this does take a bit of time and a bit of attention, so lazy and broke gardeners like me know the costs you can begin to add up now. If you purchase a tiny seed raiser, you can put the little seedlings in as well. But solutions are at hand, and they cost you nothing. Now, those egg cartons, you know, the ones you sort of stomp on and chuck in the recycle, that can be useful. Just pop your seeds in the actual trays with a little bit of soil, of course, and leave them in a warm, sunny, humid place, maybe the bathroom windowsill. Once your babies are big enough, just cut the tray into the 12 individual sections and moisten well, and the base will just rot out in the pot there, or the garden, whatever, and then plant them out. So you don't have to take them out of the egg carton. Make sure it's a cardboard egg carton too, not a plastic one. Doesn't work that way. The other option for seed raising raising cuttings is to make newspaper pots. Now, there's a couple of ways of going about this. There's my favourite is the beer bottle or tabloid paper pot, because it's rather simple and we have all the necessary components. The beauty of these types of seed raising pots is they can be planted straight into the ground or container. No risk of damaging the roots or transplanting. No issues with the newspaper ink either. Australia Australian newspapers use vegetable-based inks in their printing, so it's safe and quite sustainable. And it's all about position. Here's a hot tip. Containers look best when they're grouped together. It's a greater visual impact, cuts down on watering, creates some mini biodiversity, and means you don't have to walk so far to enjoy the great plants there, or watering. Group plants that require similar levels of watering together, so group them together, bearing in mind that plants in terracotta pots will dry out a bit faster than others. I always try to keep my frequently nibbled upon edibles by the kitchen door, as they are more likely to be used and monitored there. Stick some pretty stuff further out in the beer garden or the barbecue area. Remember to whack some incredible edibles in those pots as well. Why not experiment with some mosquito repellent plants? Now, mosquito repellent plants are very useful and they look nice as well. And they include citronella, geranium, rosemary and lemongrass, and put them in an area where you're likely to sit during those warm summer months. Now, I've got a few other things here and I haven't really got time for them this morning. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a list next week of the plants you could pick and to put into that those pots. And I've got a lovely idea, which I saw on a bit of weekend TV, was for a long-term watering thing. It just keeps itself self-watering. It's fabulous, and it's just using a polystyrene box. More about that next week, and you're on Joy 94.9. We'll be back with another one next week on Great Value Radio Show.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.